Heard a lot of talks on plant bugs this morning. Highly prolificous pest, moves a lot throughout the landscape. Since this is the cotton conference, we want to see how this landscape movement or how the movement of plant bugs within the landscape pertains to cotton. So what we want to focus on today is something that we've already heard a little bit about as far as movement of plant bugs from corn into cotton. We've seen a lot of pictures here showing edge effects and that sort of thing. Been several talks, so we want to expand on that just a little bit. But for a little background, again, as we've seen, tarnished plant bug was the number one pest of cotton in 2008, and as I think we heard from Mike Williams yesterday, that's going to be the same thing in 2009. As Roger Leonard pointed out, this is more of a Mid-South problem. We spend a lot of money and a lot of insecticide applications to control plant bugs. Again, it's a highly prolificous pest, utilizes many cultivated hosts as well as wild plants or weedy hosts. Cotton, corn, soybeans are some of the cultivated hosts where we have issues with plant bugs or where plant bugs they utilize as a host. Movement of tarnished plant bugs from these non-cotton hosts into cotton is usually related to the phenology of the cotton crop. These insects prefer fruiting structures, particularly flowers. The movement's also related to non-cotton crop host phenology as well as the phenology of wild hosts. Over the last few years in the Mid-South, corn acreage has increased dramatically for us, and as a consequence, we've seen a decrease in cotton acreage. Tarnished plant bug movement from field corn to adjacent cotton, again, as we have seen, has been documented well. And it's been related to field corn phenology. I think as Ankeet indicated yesterday, usually R1, R2, when we get brown silks, we really see movement from field corn into cotton. Recent studies by Craig Abel and Gordon Snodgrass have shown that field corn is an extremely suitable host for tarnished plant bug reproduction and development. These things really like to feed on pollen, and corn produces millions of pollen grains, and this makes it a very suitable host. And they've estimated as many as 12,000 tarnished plant bugs being produced in corn on a per acre basis. Any of you tried to sample plant bugs and field corn, you know that's extremely difficult, so this is likely a gross underestimate of what is actually there. Again, the movement of plant bugs from field corn has been related to these edge effects in cotton, and we saw these pictures from Dr. Ketchot and a few others, and it can readily be seen when the cotton opens. You have that pretty white stuff out in the middle of the field with a lot of brown edges. But although we know what this edge effect is like and the possibility that we need control there around the edges, we really don't know what the impact of field corn is across, you know, in cotton across the landscape. So is corn in the landscape having an impact on populations of tarnished plant bugs in cotton fields away from corn? So our objective was to evaluate the impact of field corn on plant bug populations in cotton across the landscape. To do this, we wanted to use an analytical technique, the stable carbon isotope analysis, to try to determine host origin of tarnished plant bugs. And in doing this, developing tarnished plant bug nymphs will retain the same ratio, not ration, but ratio of carbon isotopes, carbon-13 to carbon-12, in their wings as their host plants. So as these nymphs are developing on a particular plant host, the ratio of carbon to 13 to carbon 12 that's in the plant, the adult wings will retain that same isotope signature. Stable carbon isotope analysis can distinguish between plants using or utilizing the C3 and C4 photosynthetic pathway. So typically C3 plants are broadleaf plants and C4 plants are grassy plants. There are some exceptions to that rule, but in general, that is the case. During the growing season, the predominant hosts of plant bugs are cultivated hosts such as field corn, which is a C4 host, cotton, soybean, both of which are C3 hosts. So for our methods, we identified commercial cotton fields where we collected tarnished plant bug adults in the 2008 and 2009 growing season. We had 4 to 5 cotton fields that were immediately adjacent to field corn, and we had 4 to 5 fields that were at least a mile up to 3 or 4 miles away from corn. Plant bug adults were collected on a weekly basis from June through August, the time when we would expect them to be produced in field corn. Transported these to the lab where eventually wings were removed from these adults and subjected to the stable carbon isotope analysis to determine host origin. Results indicating the C4 host origin were assumed to be field corn, again, as that would be the predominant C4 host during that time. One thing to point out here is that pigweed is also a big player in tarnished plant bug populations. Pigweed is a broadleaf, but it is a C4 host. So there could be some situations in here where some of these C4 contributions could be from pigweed. Just to show you a little bit of the data that we have and how this analysis works, you can see on the y-axis we have different plant hosts of tarnished plant bug, and the data there show the isotope signatures of these particular plant hosts. So what we did is we removed plant material, lyophilized it, and analyzed the plant material itself to distinguish whether it was a C3 plant or a C4 plant. As you can see, the data are pretty tight. It's very easy to separate C3 plants from C4 plants. With plant material, the tight data there, you can actually separate out different species within the C3 range and also within the C4 range. But if you look here at the analysis of plant bugs reared on these known hosts, you can see that the data within that range is not as tight. So it's very difficult to separate between C3 plants or to distinguish between particular C4 plants when it comes to insects. But again, it's very easy to distinguish between the two. So to get into the actual data from the field, let me just set up this figure real quick. This shows tarnished plant bug movement from corn to cotton using the isotope analysis. On the y-axis, we have the percent of the tarnished plant bugs collected out of the cotton that came from a C4 host or that had a C4 host signature. We have the weeks during the growing season that we sampled across the x-axis. As you can see, this is something that was really surprising to me. These populations in June, this Polyphagus pest is a lot more similar to bollworms than I ever thought. We have anywhere from 85 to 90% of the plant bug populations found in cotton that originated from a C4 host during the June and early July period. With it being that significant of a proportion of the population, we would definitely assume that this to be field corn. As the acreage of field corn is as high as it is, we would not expect a weed host to contribute this much to populations in the cotton field. The dashed line is tarnished plant bug populations from cotton fields that were adjacent to corn. Solid line is cotton that was distant from corn, again, at least greater than a mile. Have pretty similar trend there until we get to the 8th and 15th of July, where the proportion of plant bugs in the cotton that originated from a C4 host were actually higher in the cotton fields adjacent to corn. If you look down at the bottom, where we have the corn phenology in Mississippi, on July the 2nd, it was 20% doe stage. On 15th of July, it was 73% doe stage. Well, once we get into the R1, R2 stage, which is silking to doe, that's when we really start seeing plant bugs moving out of corn, it seems like. So this may be some of these last developers that are moving to the cotton adjacent to corn and then further dispersing as time passes. Another interesting thing is that into August, the 4th of August and the 11th of July, Absolutely none of the plant bugs that we analyzed originated from a C4 host. So it was 100% C3. And so what it looks like here is early in the year, during June, early July, we have immigration of plant bugs from corn that have developed on some other host. Whereas later in the year, what we're looking at is plant bugs that have actually reproduced in the cotton crop. We repeated this in 2009 and saw pretty similar trends. We really didn't see the difference that we saw between cotton adjacent to corn and cotton distant from corn in July. But again, we saw the high proportion of the populations during June and early July coming from a C4 host. And again, in late August, we also saw where it zeroed out again. So again, we're looking again at tarnished plant bug reproduction in cotton, most likely. So these plant bug populations developing in field corn contribute significantly and a lot more than I think most of us thought they did to populations in cotton fields. This high influx of plant bug adults in cotton from field corn is typically during June and July. Most of these adults collected during late July and August, again, are likely developing in cotton, so it may be a case where we might be able to do a little bit better job of trying to stop reproduction in that late cotton. But with field corn playing a major role in tarnished plant bug population dynamics in the Mid-South, I think there may be the potential for control measures besides just applying insecticides to cotton. As people have mentioned earlier, maybe grouping your cotton fields together, grouping your corn fields together to reduce these edge effects. Maybe narrowing your planting window for corn so you don't string out the immigration period from corn into cotton, things of that nature. So learning a little bit more about the ecology and biology of plant bugs may help us in controlling these things in the future. And that's all I have. I'd be glad to entertain any questions. Peter. That is possible. I mean, we do have pigweed in the area. It's not that high during the June period. It seems like our pigweed blows up once we start harvesting group four soybeans. It should be a bigger player in August with plant bug populations when basically 0% were from C4 host. And maybe because pigweed is more attractive at that time. I'm not sure why that would be, but I think if you look at our pigweed, we would have more during the July August period than we would during June. So that's another reason why I expect that big flush in June that is from a C4 host is most likely going to be corn. As far as collecting them from corn and analyzing them, we didn't necessarily do that. We reared plant bugs through the entire immature stage on field corn, which was shown in some of the earlier stuff. I probably should have pointed that out, but you definitely get that C4 signature by rearing immatures on the host. For your second question about switching from one type of host to the other, yes, we did do that. Basically, that isotopic signature is obtained during the fourth and fifth instars. You can feed them. We took nymphs and fed them on a C3 host during instars 1 through 3, switched them to a C4 host for instar 4 and 5, and they would have the isotopic signature of the C4 host. We did the opposite of that, and the adults would have the signature of the C3 host. So it's what they're feeding on pretty much later in their nymphal instars. That. we're looking a little bit at nitrogen, but it's not nearly as clear cut. There may be potential in the future to separate out pigweed from corn using the nitrogen isotopes, but I'm not comfortable enough yet to say that we can do that. Thank you.